Yep. 6:03.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Waking up has never hurt so much in my life.
Dude, right?
This is awful.
Can we just get back to normal schedule now, please?
Yeah, this is... Seriously, we don't have anything else, right? Like, no random days where we're like, you don't have to wake up early.
Well, Friday, I'm taking a half day. Remember? But I'll still be here for the morning show.
No, okay.
But then the second the morning show's over, I have to bolt. So I'm taking some time off.
No.
I may be off Monday.
No.
So... we'll see how that goes.
You won't be.
Yeah.
No.
So, other than that, I'll tell you what. Yesterday was like the weirdest day because it was Tuesday.
It was what?
It was Tuesday.
Okay.
And I don't like this middle of the week random vacation day.
It's awful.
So, no more of those. High five.
Okay.
From now on, we're just going to come and do the morning show live.
I woke up and I'm like, huh. My body just woke me up at 6:30.
Yeah.
And I'm up now. Okay, cool. Okay, it's only 8:30. And like, literally, I was looking at the clock every 30 minutes.
So did you stay up until midnight and watch the ball drop and do all that crazy stuff?
We totally
stuff
talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, except now we can really talk about it because we really, you know.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Actually, here's what happened. Oh, Reliant K. What I did was, we just hung out, and then we're like, oh, it's 2 minutes until midnight. We should watch the ball drop. We literally turned on, in 30 seconds, got the TV turned on, started counting down. We got, like, our glasses of sparkling, whatever, like, sparkling grape juice.
Gross.
I'm just saying, sparkling
That's cool.
grape juice.
Yeah, who knows?
And we got, like, those little poppers. And we counted down, and we had it all mapped out. Count down, pop the poppers, kiss, and then take a drink. In 30 seconds.
Wow.
And then it was over, and like, then now what do we do?
Exactly. Yeah. I went to bed. Chrissy and Jack and Luke tried to stay awake, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to sleep with Brody, because I don't care.
Aww.
Because it's just tomorrow. I'm wondering if
You're
anybody woke up and thought it was going to be magical, and like, hey, look, everything's different and changed, because it's a new year.
Justin Bieber performed.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Chrissy started watching all that crap at like, 8 p.m. Because
oh.
you know how they like re-air, they do all these, because the East Coast. So she was watching it live for the East Coast. So I was up through 10 o'clock. So I watched all that for like 10 o'clock.
So
and I'm like, it's midnight somewhere. I'm going to sleep. I don't care.
It really was.
So, yeah, I'm kind of a bah humbug this holiday. Well, it's just, I think people put so much stock into like, It became
Almost
Tuesday.
Almost becomes like a
superstition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It became the next day.
Yeah.
It just became Tuesday.
Now we just have to start writing a different year.
Yeah.
If we ever write anymore.
I think if somebody really wants to make a change, they should just go for it on like any day of the week, not just like on a new year.
Yeah. So. I agree. It's some like a superstition almost. Like,
it is!
Ooh.
You know I'm right.
I said it!
I said it.
Superstition.
You're agreeing.
You can't...
You're just agreeing with me.
All right. Are we like Timon and Pumbaa, where I have the ideas, but you take credit for them? I always thought that was messed up.
I love that you just totally used the Lion King to represent us.
Just saying.
So, there
you go. Just saying.
So, you're Pumbaa, huh?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I'm down with that.
Okay.
I'll be Timon.
Okay.
He's obnoxious. I think I am Timon.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I really am.
And I'm a pig.
Yeah. The term is warthog.
Whatever.
So, yeah. Yep, it is way too early Wednesday. What do you want to hear to wake you up other than us, picker? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Capital Lights out of control. Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is way too early Wednesday.
Thankfully.
Yeah. We got a lot of great requests.
We've
already heard from, obviously, Capital Lights, Reliant K, some POD this morning.
Biebs has requested some Zao.
Zao.
Zao. It's Zao.
Zao. Zao.
Daylight come and we wanna go home.
Yes. It's pretty much my theme song today.
Like,
so as soon as the song comes up, Zayo. Which would sound better, probably, but we're going to play some Zao for Thieves.
Zao.
Some Zao, yeah.
I'm going to say Zao.
It's way too early Wednesday. People got to wake up, and since he's on the West Coast, that means it's only 5:19 in the a.m.
Yeah, Thieves, what the heck?
Maybe he gets up early.
He's an early bird.
He's got, like, a real job and stuff.
Stuff like that.
So we're going to help you wake up.
Yeah.
Get your request in now for Way Too Early Wednesday. Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Ah, yes. All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Song called When I Remember. It is way too early Wednesday.
It is.
We are getting you through your Wednesday?
6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I guess so. The first day of normal schedule, I guess, for most people, having to go back to work.
What about
and
school?
Realizing
when does that stuff start again?
Next week, school starts.
Okay.
Next week, there are no more random days off. We don't have next Thursday off.
What?
I know.
I already have plans for that day.
Sorry. Got to work the whole week.
I don't think... this is going to be difficult. This is the hard thing, is getting back to this schedule and being like, aw, junk, I'm here for 8 hours today? Yeah. I was only here 4 hours for the past 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. How am I here for 8 hours?
Yeah, exactly.
They do that to us on purpose.
I think they do. So I'm glad it's finally over.
And have you noticed that the days off, they come in big groups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have no days off for like 8 months out of the year. And then for the next 4 months, it's just crazy. You barely even work or
pretty
go
much
to school.
Pretty much.
It's the worst.
I know.
They do it to us on purpose.
Dude, this Thursday, actually, I'm going to see a screener of a movie like 2 weeks early.
Ooh,
oh, yes, tomorrow.
Is it the Zero Dark 30?
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm sure me and Yo will be talking about that on the guide, which final week of it being at 7 p.m. Sunday nights, actually.
Oh, I thought that was
time change.
For just the guide.
Yeah, well, Shock Therapy Live is making a return.
Right. On Wednesday.
Yeah, a week from today. A week from today,
damn,
our dear friend Nate Heitzig is going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be doing Shock Therapy Live, and it will return to its time slot Sunday night, 7 p.m. We'll be re-airing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
excited about that. You can find out details at mystaticradio.com. Good old Shock Therapy Live.
I'm excited for it.
Making a return.
And mostly nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I just remember getting a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was...
You can't say that!
Yes, I can.
No, I know you can.
Oh, okay.
That's usually what the phone calls
yeah
do.
I listen to the station all the time, and you guys said this word. I'm like, whoa. I did not say this word.
I'll give you guys, nate@mystaticradio.com.
Just send your emails there.
Send your hate mail there.
Since he's going to be the one saying it.
If you don't know what Shock Therapy Live is, all the podcasts of the show are up. You can catch up there. It's our one-hour call-in show centered around your questions. It's not like...
And they're not your answers.
It's not systematic theology, no. It's more personal, deep questions, struggles, addictions, whatever it may be. And
the things that people don't want to address or talk about, that's what you guys are talking
about.
Yeah.
So 1 week from today, actually, we'll be kicking off Shock Therapy Live again. And so the guide will be moving to a different time.
But I'm still excited for it.
Me too.
So excited.
Yeah. So it's way too early Wednesday. We're going to keep the music going. You can get your requests in now at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got a request for The Wedding. This is my personal favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Some requested Demon Hunter. Heartstrings.
Come undone.
Is it sad that song is 8 years old?
It is really sad.
8 years.
Eight. Oh, do you want to know how old I was 8 years ago?
I don't.
Are you sure?
I really, really don't.
Are you
16.
Sure?
16.
I was 16 years old.
Yeah. I know how
I
old you were.
I was almost 17.
Oh, man. Yep. Hi. Actually, did I ever tell you the story about how I got that record, Summer of Darkness?
No.
The new Demon Hunter record at the time, obviously, 8 years ago. So the Echoing Green had a little mini tour thing, and I decided I'm gonna go for the first part of it because their first show was in El Paso.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was actually just like it was a weekend thing.
Deal.
So we're all crammed in this car, and I really want the new record, and it had just come out. It had just came out. It just came out. It had just come out.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. And so we're on this road trip, and I really want this record. And we get to a rest stop.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey's walking around the front, and there's really, really nasty gum stuck to the grill of our car.
Gross. Like, it was
gross.
Put it there?
Somebody, like, I don't know what happened. Either somebody spit it out while they were driving, and it went zunk, like, onto our car.
Yeah.
And so there's, like, think about this. The front grill, there's, like,
some,
just bugs and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were about, I don't know, 30 miles outside of Las Cruces at that point, where I knew there was a place where the buys are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey, being my best friend, and what you do when you're bored on road trips, says, dude, oh my gosh, look at this. This is disgusting. So I go over there, and I'm like looking at it. It's like, I will buy you any CD you want.
No!
If you grab that gum and throw it in your mouth. And smart me would have been like, but why would I need to do that? Because they're on Tooth and Nail Records, and we already work for, at the time then, M88, and you're the music director, so can't you just give me this CD for free? And smart me would have remembered that the CD had come out that week, and we had already gotten copies from Tooth and Nail.
Yeah.
But I'm that guy that if I want something, like
right, that moment.
Right in that moment, oh, I'm getting it. Right in that moment. And so... So I start to pull it off, and there's like bugs. There's like stuff. I mean, it's the front grill. So I'm like, and the gum's just like nasty.
I want to vomit.
And I threw it in my mouth.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I made a bug bowl. That's what I called it. Because it was like a little bubble with like wings.
Wink. Oh.
Yep.
My gosh.
I chewed it. Nom, 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 nom. Yes. All right, let's go. Jumped back in the car and drove straight to that place, and he bought me that record.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of... Me and Joey should never, ever, ever be around each other ever, because I think that's kind of what happens. This Friday, I'm having a minor surgery.
Oh, yeah?
And Joey is taking me for the sole purposes of wanting to film me. Like, he wants
so
to film
minor
me.
That you stay awake.
He works at a hospital, mm-hmm. And he's like, dude, no. I'm telling you, you gotta let me film this. We gotta make a little mini documentary about you having surgery. I've never had any kind of surgery or anything ever
Neither
before.
I.
Right. So Joey's going with me for the sole purpose of like mockery and filming.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Best
friends, bro.
So
that's
sweet.
How best friends do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
It's really sweet.
All right. It's way too early Wednesday.
Thank you for the stories.
Hey, no props. That's how I do. We got some requested shiny toy guns on the way back, but we got to take a quick break. If you would like to request a song, there's still time.
There is.
We can get
There's a couple.
We can squeeze a couple more in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Maybe.
So get
we'll
your request in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
If you want to know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve O and Mitch.
Oh, you're gross.
Sorry.
Come on.
It was within me. It had to release.
No.
It was already like on the surface.
Those are things.
Bubbling over.
Those things you repress.
Quite literally.
And
no, then I would implode. That's what my mom always told me.
Mm.
If you keep in a burp, you will implode. Your insides explode.
No, it's not true.
You die.
It's not true.
No?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Try it.
You should Google it. Here.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm holding my breath.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. It is Wednesday.
7:06.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And to everybody who got an iPhone 5 for Christmas, hey, congratulations.
They're
you.
They're coming out with
That's amazing.
Oh.
Just got that shiny new iPhone, and you're stoked.
So happy.
Apple's already testing the 6.
Anymore.
Yeah, sources say Apple's already testing the next iPhone.
You know what?
How ridiculous is that?
No, it's ridiculous. People keep asking me, why do you still have your phone? Why don't you get the 5? Because my phone is cracked. Like, it looks awful.
Right.
And, like, well, It works just fine, and they're going to come out with a new one.
Yeah, every 2 months now, apparently. No, well, not really.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you give out that information? That's not even true.
One source says that Apple is going to offer the next iPhone in 6 to 8 colors. So that's...
6 to 8?
Yeah. Six to 8 colors.
6 to 8 colors.
No, 6 to 8.
I know. That's what I heard.
So, dude, here's the thing. This makes me not want to buy technology ever. Ever.
You know what bothers me? Is that kids are getting iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so frustrating. Because I was not allowed to have a phone until I could pay for it. So I didn't get a phone until I was 18.
Yeah, my kids keep asking me when they can get a phone. And that's my response. When you have a job and or you can pay for the monthly bill, you can totally get a phone. Now, I know some parents would say, well, but it's good to keep tabs on them. My kids will never leave the house. I'm just kidding. So, yeah, apparently Apple already testing either the 5S or the iPhone 6. You know, we don't know what it's going to be called yet, but already.
It's out of control.
I know, right?
What are you going to do about it?
Not buy the new product
you
when
still
it comes out.
And you still have your 4.
I still have the regular 4. Like, no 4S, no.
It was revolutionary.
You know, over Christmas break... I mentioned this to you. I almost left.
I know.
Altogether.
I'm so confused as to... Oh, now I remember why now. I remember why.
I worked at Apple.
Yeah. So you're like...
I'm like Apple guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all their stupid products.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost bought a completely different phone.
You would have regretted it.
I probably would have. But I don't know. I feel like... Am I a drone? Because I just kind of get whatever comes out, even if it's like not really that better-er, that what? Greater-er. I don't know.
Just better.
I'm tired of them coming out with new things every 3 months.
Yeah, no, me too. It's really difficult because I don't have that much money.
Right.
Except I still have the first edition Nano.
Nice.
And you have to be careful with it because it does the charger doesn't work. So you just have to always have it plugged into something.
Yeah, see, that's worthless.
And sometimes you shock it to death.
See?
But when it's not, but you can always revive it. So you just have to press the menu and the play at the same time, and then it turns back on.
2013, this is the year I unplugged from the Matrix.
Got it in 2005.
No more will I allow technology to control me. Do you want my iPad? I'm just going to give it to you.
Yes.
You can have it.
Okay,
here.
Let me have it.
Yours. I don't need it anymore because I'm not going to be using it.
Cool.
I'm just kidding. Give that back.
No. No take backs.
I just feel like it controls everything. It was really nice not being on it. I dedicated a whole 24 hours to no Instagram.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
While I was on quote-unquote vacation for a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not posting anything. I'm not looking at anybody else's photos. I'm going to enjoy my family, and that's what I'm going to do.
And then you did.
I did, for the most part.
I'm proud of you.
I may have played Pitfall. Video games.
You know.
Does that count as unplugging? It really doesn't.
No.
Huh? Okay.
It doesn't. There's actually...
played some Xbox 360.
You're like a child.
I totally didn't unplug. Thinking about it now, I'm like, nope, totally didn't unplug.
Nope.
So I'm like, I'm going to spend some quality time with
my
kids. You're
not going to talk to anyone.
Playing the Wii U.
There you go.
So we all played together.
They got a Wii U for Christmas.
They did.
That's exciting.
They did.
Not from you guys.
No. No. Grandma and Grandpa who spoiled them.
That's
so
good.
No, we got them practical gifts.
Do they have any rules?
Toothpaste. Toothbrushes?
No.
No, we didn't. We got them like Legos and fun stuff that. But do they have rules?
Like for the Wii U?
Like time-wise?
Yeah.
Time restrictions and we don't... Yeah. No, no, no. Not like, hey, kids, we're off today, so 12 hours of video games. No, we actually try to do things. Although, I'd be lying if I said I put clothes on yesterday. Yeah.
You had clothes on.
No, I mean, I woke up and I had flannel PJ pants.
I didn't get dressed yet.
I put those on and I wore those. And then at 5 o'clock, I decided I was going to go check the mail and I had to throw the trash. So I'm like, I'm going to put pants on because I don't want the neighbors to see that I have not put pants on all day. So I put real pants on to go take the trash out so that my neighbors would see me in real pants. And then I walked back in the house and took those off. And put PJs back on.
Yeah.
It was that kind of day.
That's what I did.
There was nothing to do.
That's what I did.
Everything's closed.
I was wearing my PJs and then I put my boots on because I didn't want to walk around barefoot.
Huh?
So Kelly's like, what are you doing? I don't want to walk around barefoot, so I have my boots on. And they were like all unzipped.
That makes perfect sense.
It did.
I'll tell you what. It was one of those days.
It really
was.
It was really nice.
So yeah, that was our New Year's Day. I'm seriously stoked that we're done with weird random holidays now. So no random vacation days until, do we get President's Day off?
No.
Okay, good.
Martin Luther King Day.
Do we get that off?
No.
Okay.
We
don't get anything off until like
November.
July.
If it's on a weekday.
Fourth of July. Right?
If it's on a weekday, which I think it is.
So we're good. We're working now.
Yeah.
We're back to work. Everything's normal again.
Everything's normal.
Yay, normalcy. All right, high five. Okay.
Happy 2013.
Speaking of normalcy, it is 7:12, and I figure we should probably take care
of
something.
No! This isn't fair. There are things going on probably.
There really are. It's January 2nd. Come on, traffic is crazy right now.
January 2nd.
People are in panic mode.
Oh my gosh.
Because they need your traffic.
Late. I woke up late and I
people
to
are
work.
Depending upon you, Mitch. You're
what's
breaking
going on
hearts.
With the roads? I don't know because Mitch
this
isn't
is
telling
terrible.
Me.
Oh.
It's not loading.
This is terrible. You are the worst
why
traffic
do you do
person
this?
In the universe.
I really am.
Why do I do this? We've done this every day since the beginning of time.
Yeah, but you could at least be like, you could communicate with me.
Okay. Do you and Kelly have that?
Like the eye thing? Yeah.
Because, you know, it's during this vacation, you're normally like hanging out with friends you don't normally hang out with or, you know what I mean? You're like having to go to parties and
we
do things.
We do and we don't. Because
you guys have like the, you know?
We do and we don't. Because he can look at me and I can be like, okay, I know. But if I look at him, he's like, what? What? You were looking at me weird. Are you okay? Like, I'm fine. No, I'm good. Gosh.
And then you can't text him because you're texting and then all of a sudden they immediately get a text like, oh, okay. Oh, so tired.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Hey, I'm not going to be able to do traffic. I'm sorry.
This is the worst. It's unresponsive.
Yeah, it says kill pages or wait.
Oh, man.
So I'm sorry.
Way to go.
It's not me.
Coors and Central, there's construction going on right now.
Yes, there
is. It's all reduced to one lane. Still, you'd think that being a different year now, traffic would be better there.
There's also construction on Carlisle and Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
So
traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. You are the worst traffic person in the history of traffic.
I am not. Look.
I know. We should fire the computer, right? Because it's the computer's fault. At the wayside, what they said.
Sorry.
Why?
That's what they said.
Oh, right. No.
No.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning. Happy 2013.
Yeah.
January 2nd.
My son turns 7 on Friday.
I know.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
He's such a wonderful little guy.
He is.
For his birthday this year, you know, normally it's like, what kind of party do you want to have? And it's usually insane night parties with thousands of kids and all kinds of stuff. This year he's decided he wants to have a breakfast party.
That is the cutest thing.
So we're doing pancakes.
I mean, the most hardcore thing ever.
Right? Because he's a dude.
So cool.
So hardcore.
It's amazing.
So legit.
He's going to have lumberjack pancakes.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what.
Making waffles
manly
and pancakes. Oh.
Lumberjack pancakes. You just have to wear flannel.
Chrissy's parents a couple Christmases ago got us one of those like hardcore like double-sided like
I love those
waffle maker things.
And then they beep when they're done.
Yeah. Just like at the crappy motels that you stay at when
whatever,
you go snowboarding.
Whatever. That is my favorite part about the motels.
Yeah. So
like, I'm gonna go make waffles.
We'll be doing that for his birthday this year.
That is really
cool. So it's like an early morning. I don't know how it's gonna happen. Everybody's in PJs. It's a PJ party. We've never had one of those.
The weekend?
Yeah.
That's gonna be cool.
On the weekend.
Thanks for the invite.
Hey, no probs. You're a girl, A, so no invite.
My name is Mitch.
You're a grown-up, secondly.
I'm child at heart.
So no invite. Here, you know what we could do? Here. He's 6 right now, so we got him a cell phone.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, not really.
No, that's really cool. I mean,
let's see if he's awake.
Doubt it.
Because I can't allow you. Can't allow you to come over if you're not invited to the party, so. Yeah.
I was just trying to make you feel guilty.
No, let's see.
No, it's cool.
No,
what if
let's let you make a 7-year-old feel guilty.
How dare you? They're all sleeping.
They're probably sleeping.
Yeah, you're waiting.
Hi, this is...
Oh, yeah. Still vacation time for
vacation.
Them.
See? Still not invited. Thanks. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, no problem. That's how I do. I can't help it. It's boys. Actually, there's plenty of girls invited. Because he invited all his friends. He's got guy friends, girlfriends. Yeah.
That's cool.
Good kid.
No, I didn't want
You're a grown-up!
Yeah.
Would you get him an awesome present?
I actually am the one with money, not those other boys and girls.
Ah, you know what? Touche. All right.
Not a lot of money. I'll make sure you
get an invite then. I'll make sure you get an invite. Because we only wanted to invite people with lots of money that, you know, we're going to get them good presents.
Come on.
Wow.
Hey, I know I haven't talked to you in 7 years, but you've got money. You want to come to my party?
Come on. I'm having a birthday party. Huh? Birthday party? Yeah, so birthday this Friday. But we can't do it till Saturday.
That makes sense.
But he's cool with that.
Saturday.
I know.
And so it was always the worst. I always liked having my birthday on weekdays so I could celebrate it with my friends. Weekends were always sad.
Yeah, see, weekdays, he normally gets to have cupcakes, like at the school.
Oh,
but they're still in, So
he had to deal with that, and which is what you had to deal with every year of your life.
Every year of my life, it was the worst, because if you have a summer birthday, the last day of school, they'd have cupcakes and be like, and all these kids, happy birthday to you guys throughout the summer. And it's like, oh, cool.
You know what? Those were so insignificant that I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Because mine was always during the school year.
Thanks.
Right by Valentine's Day.
It was the worst.
It was the best.
I scarred for life. Scarred for life.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not, but.
We'll try and get a hold of my son.
So I can get an invite.
Yeah.
A personal invite.
See if we can make it a fish. Because without that, you're not invited. So.
That's messed up.
Live with 56 for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Freaks!
I heard the voices too!
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Ready?
There we go. Breaking it down. Some beasties.
How it has to always be.
That's how it has to always be.
Always be.
So it's 2013. Good morning. Welcome to it. You know. For a whole second day now.
Did you actually get any resolutions? I know this is a worn out topic, but did you actually make any resolutions?
I didn't.
Neither did I.
You didn't?
No.
Okay. Apparently, this week is diet resolution week, actually, because everyone's on a diet.
I'm on a diet. I'm going to go. The gyms are packed. Do not go right now.
I am on a solid diet of greens and, nothing. Nothing. I have nothing.
No.
I don't know. But I kind of feel like that's lame because at least those people are attempting something. You know what I mean? Like, all I've been doing is making fun of that and then realized here it is the 2nd of January
and
nothing's
anything.
Any different. I haven't resolved to do anything better or make my life greater or grander. Or
I'm on a diet.
Attempt anything awesome. Are you?
Of eat whatever I want.
Oh, ba-doom.
Thank you.
Some things did happen at the end of 2012. I don't know if you watched all the stupid New Year's Eve shows.
I couldn't. Fergie was annoying the crap out of me.
Dude, Jenny McCarthy didn't look like Jenny McCarthy.
Also annoying.
So, Psy performed Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Not gang.
Gang.
Gangnam Style.
I don't know if you knew this, but it's spelled G-A-N-G.
N-A-M.
Yeah.
Gangnam.
Yeah, so,
Actually, I don't know. It's Korean.
Perform this New Year's Eve, which is crazy because did you see like all of Times Square dancing with him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he decided that was so huge, so amazing. That's it.
It's over.
He retired it. Officially retired the song.
You know what?
Said that's it. I'm done. That was 2012. Moving on to bigger and better things in 2013.
You know what I love?
Huh?
Is that I'm not tired of that song. He didn't. That song did not get worn out.
Oh, I'm tired of it.
I love it still.
What?
And he's like, you know what? Done.
While it's
never
still,
again.
While it's still hip.
Yeah.
You know what song I'm going to retire? I'm going to retire Footloose.
Good, because I listen to it every day. For years.
No, I listen to it every day, bro. I'll never get over it.
You get ready for work.
It makes me want to dance every morning, and I feel like I'm in an 80s movie, and I'm like putting my shirt on, and I'm
Footloose.
Sliding around.
Yes.
Not really ever at all, actually.
I can imagine that happening.
But, I feel like that's the montage when you're, like, getting ready and things are going to be different this year. That's going to be my theme for 2013. Every morning, I'm going to wake up to this song. And I'm just going to know that today is the day that I get out of bed and I slide into the living room and I make my coffee. Come on, you know this just sounds fun.
It sounds like a movie that I've already seen called Groundhog Day.
No!
Yeah.
It's the year of the Footloose. So we're gonna,
no, it's like the year of the dragon or something. I don't know.
What?
Chinese.
Actually, it is.
What year is it?
According to some.
Year of the bunny, year of the...
Year of the dragon.
Is it the dragon?
Yeah, year of the dragon.
Are you lying to me?
Yeah, I am. But here's the thing. 2013.
Oh, good. Okay.
I was reading an article about the biggest releases of 2013, and the reason it's the year of the dragon is because the number one most anticipated film of the year is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smog.
The dragon.
Year of the dragon.
Smog is a dragon.
There? I deserve something cool.
Except doesn't that come out in December?
Yes, but it's still this year.
Dude.
2013.
I just saw the last one.
Yeah, I know, and you're already excited for the next one, right? Okay, for you, 2013, lots of movies coming out.
You have a list?
I do have a list.
Okay, because I need to know what the list says.
Okay. Actually, you know what the funny thing is? I'm lying. That's not the number one movie. That's like third on the list.
Yeah, it's not my...
Sorry.
You know what? Can I... Oh, can I be honest with you? You're going to hate me, and I want to do this in public and on air, so...
Oh, okay. So that I hate you publicly.
So that you don't say mean things that you want to say. I wasn't like super impressed with The Hobbit. I liked Les Mis way more.
Are you like being a jerk right now, or are you serious?
I was kind
of
like...
Like, if you're being a jerk just to be funny for radio, I can handle that. But if you're being serious now...
Hold on. I want to have a heart-to-heart with you right now.
I don't want to have this with you.
This is a heart-to-heart.
Okay. No, look me in the eyes!
I'm really sorry. Okay. Really? I was kind of bored.
What?
I love the book so much.
Are we talking about Les Mis right
now?
No,
we're talking about The Hobbit. And the only part that I really liked the entire time, the only thing that I was really looking forward to and that I really, really liked was Riddles in the Dark with Gollum. That was it. And then I was done. I was like, man, this movie could end. I really wish the Eagles would take him all the way to that mountain. Because I don't want to see two more of these. Stever?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Stever.
So, Steve, what did you think of Les Mis?
I didn't say
it. Then how can you be critical?
Because it's like no words. It's all music.
By the way, just for the record, the Eagles can't take anyone to the peak. They were terrible this year.
Get it? they fired their coach.
They fired their coach.
Yeah.
I know all about that.
And he's already got a job. He's already in talks with another team. He will have a job by Friday, they say.
Unfortunately, we're talking about The Hobbit
right
now.
Which is hilarious because he was fired. Andy Reid was fired from the Eagles, and now it looks like he's going to be the Arizona Cardinals coach. So, something to do with birds.
See, that's an adventure. Birds. That's a journey.
He's the king of the birds. Come on!
I'm sorry,
Are you
super
serious right now?
I wasn't super impressed. Like, I even didn't go see it in 3D or in high def, whatever. Because I just didn't want to sit through 3 hours of that again.
Just go.
I was just expecting
more. You're being serious right now. I can see in your eyes.
I was super weirded out by Elijah Wood having to be de-aged.
Yeah.
And I knew he was way thinner than he was when he was actually Frodo the first time. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry it has to happen like this.
That's all right. 2013, a lot of movies coming out this year. Hobbit. What are you most excited to see? Actually, number one on the list. No! You're not going to see the list. Number one actually is Iron Man 3.
Uh-oh.
Followed very, very closely by the movie I'm most excited to see this year. I don't want to hear that you haven't seen one or two.
I haven't seen Iron Man 1 or 2. I haven't seen either of them.
Static. Oh,
see? They agreed with me.
Number two on the list, Man of Steel.
Okay, I'm excited for that one.
I am so amped for that movie this year.
No, number one is Iron Man 3?
Yeah, number one is Iron Man 3, followed closely by Man of Steel. Number three, Catching Fire.
It's got a different director, so we'll see.
I don't even know who the director is. Second, that's going to be good,
I guess. The first director was Gary Ross, and they're like, no. Actually, apparently they wouldn't pay him enough.
There's a tie for fourth and fifth.
Is he bored? Is that what he said? What are you saying?
What are you talking about? This is a Vulcan. Spock.
That thing. Got it. Okay, I didn't know what I was
doing. Star Trek Into Darkness tied with the Desolation of Smog.
That looks amazing, and I'm not a Trekkie. I don't...
Trekker.
I'm not a Trekker.
Trekker, actually.
Trekkie.
Trekkie is the... If you... I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it.
You know how I know that? Because we have two crazy Trekkers here that are absolutely fanatical.
It sounds like a trucker.
Yo and Stever.
Sounds like a trucker.
Yeah, so Iron Man 3, number one on 2013 release. What are you most excited for in 2013? Doesn't have to be a movie.
Doesn't have to be a movie.
Anything you want. 505-338-3700.
The Lord's Return.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Did you just mock that?
No,
you
I meant that.
Wow.
That's what I'm most excited for.
That is what I'm most excited for. Let's see.
Except, no, please, I don't want anyone to predict this because that means he's not going to come back that day. So I'm tired of people predicting the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great.
I don't think there are any 2013 predictions.
Yet.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm here too.
I'm doing well.
Welcome to the morning show, my gorgeous wife. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Are you in the car?
No, I'm sitting in a chair with Brody.
Oh. Is our middle child awake?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's really who we were calling.
Oh.
Mitch found out.
I'm up late watching Star Trek.
I know. Really late. She made us stay up late watching Star Trek because she's like this. She's a Trekker. We were just talking about this.
So why is it Trekkie versus Trekker? I don't know.
She doesn't
why have
know
I always
that.
Heard Trekkie?
I don't know.
I'm not that much of a Trekkie.
Yeah.
So is it Trekkie?
I know that.
It's a Trekker.
It's Trekkie. It's Trekkie.
No, it's not. It's Trekker.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Ask Stever and Yo. It's Trekker. That's what they say. They're
okay,
big old
where's,
nerds.
Where's Stever and Yo?
They're not here.
They're not here.
Okay. They're off somewhere. So here's the deal. Mitch just found out that Luke is having like the coolest birthday party ever and asked if she was invited. And I said, no,
I didn't say, I didn't ask if I was invited. I said, thank you for the invite. That's
yeah,
what I said.
That's what she said. And she was being a sarcastic jerk face.
Oh no, I was
and
being
so
serious. Thank you so
I
much.
I wanted to call Luke and see if she was allowed to come because she was very destroyed that she wasn't invited to Luke's birthday. Then I reminded her that she's an adult. And
then I reminded you, I'm the one with the money.
And then that made me want her to come to the party because she'll actually buy him a gift.
I'm buying my way into this party.
Yeah, yeah. So
let me see. Hold on. Let me see if he's awake.
It's probably not. It's seven. It's almost eight.
Yeah, dude, which is why he
and
needs to get his butt
up.
Oh, you guys want the... Okay.
I'm supposed to be at work.
Oh,
baby.
That's a little baby.
Heart,
this
my
is
heart.
What you're doing to our children. Look, you're making one cry.
I was the one that dialed the number.
Just so that you can be selfish and try and go to a birthday
You're manipulative.
Party.
Here, Daddy and Mitch are on the phone. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, baby. Did you sleep well?
Yeah.
Good. So, coming up this Friday is your seventh birthday. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mitch got really, really excited too, and I told her about your pancake breakfast birthday party.
Which is going to be so cool.
And then she got sad because she said she didn't get an invite. So I'm not going to let her through the door because you're kind of like the bouncer of awesome. So unless you say it's okay, she's not allowed to come to the birthday party. Do you want Mitch at your birthday party, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you want her there?
Because it's me.
You're not allowed to answer for
I'm
him.
I'm sorry. Why would you want me there?
Because we can have more fun.
Oh,
see?
Oh, we can have more fun. You are so cute in your seven-year-old naivety. You don't know anything yet, son.
Yes.
I love you so much. Love you so much.
I'm really fine.
Bye, Daddy.
All right. Have a great day.
He's like, get me off the phone. So that was an invite, right? Was that an invite?
So here's the deal, co-host.
Mm-hmm.
You just bought your way into my kid's party.
No, I didn't mention anything
if
about presents to him.
If you don't go now, after he just like personally invited you on the phone, you will break his seven-year-old heart.
I can't do that.
You now have to go to his stupid PJ party.
What time does it start?
10:30 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Saturday morning.
Oh, gosh. I have to stay in my PJs until 10:30.
Oh, like that's a chore for you. Are you kidding me?
Who are you?
Let's
that's
pretend
me.
Like you actually put clothes on yesterday.
I did not.
Yeah, exactly. So you better get him something awesome.
Okay.
He just got a Wii U. I know he really wants Madden. It's only like $60.
Okay,
so,
cool.
There you go. High five.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Mm, awesome.
Good job, you. Looks such like. A great co-host. Man, I'm so excited and proud that you're going to be there.
Oh, you're so mean. Stoked. You're so mean.
This is called backfiring on you because you were pretending like you cared and now you have to go.
I do care.
Uh-huh.
Cool. I want to be there. Mm-hmm. I love waffles and pancakes.
Yeah.
I don't like pancakes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bacon and I almost lost my mind on you. Okay, good. Because there's going to be
you
bacon
know
there
me.
Too. I know.
I'll bring eggs. Bacon.
I know how much you love eggs.
I hate eggs.
Kills me.
It's so gross.
Have you ever had eggs with like maple syrup on them?
Ugh.
You get the syrup from your pancakes
gross.
And you dip the
I
bacon.
Hate that. You know what?
And you dip everything
things,
in it.
There are two things about meals that I hate. Breakfast, when all the syrup gets all over everything.
That's the best part about breakfast.
And then dinner, when you like have a great steak with fries and whatever else and vegetables, when the steak juice gets all over your fries. Ugh.
Who are you?
This is disgusting.
Red jumpsuit apparatus, am I the enemy? And some good news. Ready for this?
Ready.
Drum roll.
I'm really bad at drum rolls.
Me too. That was terrible. Yeah, let's just wait then. We don't need to
it's
announce
not like
that they're
a big
coming.
Deal.
Yeah, that's okay.
Just how do you think we're going to tell people that they're going to be going to the Lobo Theater on
February
12th?
I don't know. Maybe
I don't
we
know
just start talking about it. Huge announcement, actually. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. We had a chance to talk with Ronnie Winter. And can I just say that dude's heart is amazing?
Okay. Not only did we get to talk to him, he talked to us about us.
Yeah.
Hey, I was reading on one of your profiles on your biography on mysteticradio.com. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know our website?
Yeah.
Whoa, you listen? Whoa, you know about us?
So he listens to Static Radio, and we started talking about the fact that we are listener-supported, and we need help.
Well, and how it came up was we have that goal on our...
Yeah.
On our website, we have a goal, $50,000 every month.
Every month. That's like basic costs of keeping everything running.
We get like 10%.
Salaries,
of that.
Everything that goes on here. And so, yeah, we have that goal up there. And so he asked,
what is this?
Yeah, what is this goal? Oh, yeah, we're listener supported and we have to meet this goal every month to stay afloat, basically.
Immediately, he just said, how can I help?
Yeah, what can I do? We said, I don't know. We need funds, and so what about a benefit concert? So the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, February 12th at the Lobo Theater, they are driving all the way to New Mexico. They didn't want any cash. They don't want anything.
Nothing.
They want to play a benefit show for Static Radio. 100% of the proceeds, everything just goes to Static Radio because we're listener-supported, and to be honest, we could use your help.
So,
we really could.
So they're not charging.
Yeah,
but we are.
Absolutely.
It's a fundraiser.
It is a benefit show to help keep us going.
Mm-hmm.
So and we definitely need those funds. So you can check out details mysteticradio.com as far as our goal and what we need every single month. How you can get involved. And I know tickets will be going on sale this week. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. So make sure you get them early.
And if you don't want to be stuck waiting outside and being turned away, like people did for King and Country.
For King and Country sold out, and we had to turn away so many people at the door.
Really
it was depressing. So get your tickets in advance. I promise we will have a monstrous announcement by Friday. Just trying to give you guys some heads up, prepare you. Tuesday, February 12th. Not only that, Spoken actually, once they found out, said, we'll do it. That's the day their new CD releases, and they said, we'll do it here. We don't want anything in return. Just let us play for you guys because of everything that you guys have done for us. And so Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Tuesday, February 12th. That's going to be huge.
It's going to be amazing.
Pretty excited about that.
I'm really excited.
It's 8:15 now, which means, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, see, look at that. I'm trying
Thank
to help you.
There's construction work on Silver and Adams. There are lane restrictions there, as well as Chelwood Park between Mountain and Lomas. There's an accident, I-40 westbound. Left lane is closed at Wyoming. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
2013, it is here. And we're talking about the most excited things in the coming year. Number one on this list of most excited releases, Iron Man 3. Of course, my co-host here would have to see 1 and 2 to be excited about 3.
Yeah.
So that's all lost on you.
You know what? Year 2013, I'm just going to be honest with you, with myself.
Hmm.
Okay, I saw the Avengers. Finally, right. Saw the Avengers.
Yeah.
Really liked it.
Yeah.
His character is my least favorite.
Who are you?
I don't like.
Why?
I just didn't like the way he.
It's because you don't know him. Because he's snarky.
No, it's
not hilarious.
That. I think I felt like I was watching Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Because of him.
He's not even the same character.
It's the same person.
It is not. Oh, it's the same actor.
Yeah. Yeah. He's playing the same part.
No, he is not.
Practically. He's just
does
not
Sherlock
drunk.
Holmes. So you don't want to see Iron Man 3 then? Because I think Iron Man 3 delves into that. And because that's Tony Stark's, like, you know, quote unquote, inner demons. He was,
right.
In the comic books, he was an alcoholic and it was this huge storyline. And I think that's what they're going to kind of hit with Iron Man 3.
Okay.
So you don't want to see that then, apparently.
Not like I don't know. Probably won't be excited about it.
Man. Iron Man 3, most anticipated film of 2013. What are you looking forward to in this new year? It doesn't have to be movies.
It doesn't.
It could be anything.
Anything. I'm looking forward to February 12th, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Me too. I'm most excited about that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's my mom's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Nicely done.
And Abraham Lincoln's.
In honor of Iron Man 3 being the top movie most excited about, at least according to the survey, I thought we'd play the song. Number 2 is Man of Steel, so maybe
go.
There's something to do with this whole Men Weren't Meant to Fly thing.
Ah, see what you did there.
That's how I do.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Spoken through it all. Static Radio, good morning.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
Just called Through It All.
Through It All.
Okay.
Just sounds so like... I cannot wait for that record to come out.
Finally.
February 12th, first new record in 5 years for Spoken.
And they will be here.
They will be here for their CD release show. It's going down at the Lobo Theater along with this little band called the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. No biggie.
Gosh.
I cannot wait. So, best of 2013, or at least what you're most excited about, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Phone lines are open as well, 505-338-3700. I think that right now that's tops on my list. I cannot wait to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Yeah, it's been in the works for a few months.
Yeah, we've been talking about it and getting it worked out with Ronnie Winter, frontman of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And Spoken in the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and possibly more to come.
To be determined.
Yeah, we can't talk about that yet. That's too soon. However, that's already a great lineup for me, so I'm excited. So it is our Static fundraiser. Pioneer, song called Lights. Static Radio, good morning.
I'm going to complain right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, that smell that I was complaining about?
Yeah.
It's the heater turning on.
We got the heaters going. They got them working.
January.
They got them working.
And I have a headache, and it's really freaking hot in here now.
It really is, actually. You're going to be okay?
No.
You know what I'm most excited for in 2013? This phone call.
Calls.
Static.
Hello.
Hey.
Happy New Year.
I actually didn't know who it was, so I'm excited that it turned out to be somebody cool.
Oh, man. I've been sick.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
I got over it Monday night, Tuesday. Yesterday, I'm feeling better. Just I got a little cough still left over, but.
No good. No good.
No bueno.
How was your guys' New Year?
It was nice. I stayed up until midnight.
I went to bed at 10.
No, you didn't.
I really did.
No, you didn't.
We got a baby, bro. I don't care enough. I mean, what are you going to... It's like, stay up till midnight so you can see people count down and then a bunch of stupid drunk people making out on your TV.
You don't have to watch that. Turn it off.
Well, you have to watch the ball.
I guess you're right. It is a little overrated.
It's way overrated. I have a friend who lives in New York who said... It took him hours trying to get out of Manhattan. He was, like, not wanting to be there, but he was stuck there because he got off work, and then there's a gajillion people. So,
yep.
Well, that's pretty cool. I was up till about 3 in the morning with my son playing Far Cry 3.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, well.
See, our boys, Luke, our middle son, he was like, nah, I'm good. He tapped out. I tapped out. Brody, the baby, obviously tapped out, so... My oldest and my wife tried. They tried, and they stayed up. And she said right after it hit zero, she said, "Mwah! Happy New Year. I'm going to bed." That's
heck
what I did.
Heck yeah. So. Hey, man, well, this year, guess what?
What?
My mom's moving out here with us.
Hey! There you go.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, I mean, it's great, but me and my wife, you know.
Right. Yeah, Mitch's in-laws just moved back to Albuquerque.
They
How's
did.
That been?
It's been great.
Well, do they live with you?
No.
Oh,
no, they live five.
Snap.
No, they live five turns away.
You didn't say that. You said she was moving out here. I didn't realize.
But, yeah, she's moving with us.
Oh, no.
Dude.
No.
Dude.
No.
me and my wife, we've already talked. We've already fasted, prayed, and because I know we're going to be going through a battle.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, we'll see what happens. She's retired from the school district out in San Diego, and you know, she came out here to visit, and she loved it. And I said, hey, Mom, you come out and move in with us, you know?
Oh, why would you do
that?
You said
that offhandedly, but she knew that. She thought that was serious.
Yeah, and then she'll be here Friday night.
She's
So yeah, my wife says whatever. She is not decorating at all. She's not buying curtains. She can do whatever she wants in the room and whatever, but she is not doing anything. And I'm like, babe, she's not even here yet. What are you doing?
Dude, she knows. It's that lady intuition.
You know what? My in-laws live out here. They actually just moved back pretty recently, and it's not bad.
It's been great for you. You've gotten like a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not
you can't complain.
I'm not... Okay, one, if I didn't get free stuff, it still wouldn't be bad.
But that helps.
It does.
The free stuff helps. Come on, let's be honest.
Lots of free dinner.
And
a couch.
That was not free.
Oh,
that was not free.
Oh, okay.
I paid for that.
Jimmy, you'll get a lot more stuff. My mom actually made one trip out here last month. She came, made a trip out here and brought boxes of stuff, and my wife is like, oh, my God. So we put it in the shed, and she's coming, and she's bringing her little chihuahua, which is named Anna.
Oh, no.
And my wife is like, we have these suede leather couches, and they're beige.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have.
And then my wife's like, that dog is not getting on this couch. She's all, you know what? This is what my mom said, which I thought was hilarious. She said, when your mom comes out on the first trip to bring a few things, tell her to leave the dog so that I can discipline that dog. I'm not getting on the couch and stuff. But yeah, my mom didn't leave the dog. So,
dude,
good luck. We'll be praying for you, poor boy.
That's actually really difficult.
Yeah,
that's
please
awful.
Do, please do. I love difficult. You guys, and I'll keep you guys updated.
All right, bro. Thanks for the call.
I love you guys.
Love
Happy
you
New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
That's going to mean so many funny stories.
My 2013 feels so much better now because my mother-in-law is not moving into my house.
Yeah.
So, perspective.
Yes.
See, things can be worse.
Perspective.
Wow.
But you have to admit, it's going to make some great radio.
Yes, it is. What are you most excited for this year? It's 2013. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Jason says, hoping for a new actually good skillet CD.
Oh, good luck with that. Yeah, good luck.
What does that mean?
That means good luck. I would hope for that too.
But he's okay.
I really would too. Skillet.
Okay, I'm excited for a hopefully good CD from
Skillet.
Dude,
I still love their first few records. Like I still, Hey You, I Love Your Soul was a fantastic record. But to me, I know everybody's gonna be like, what? Because I'm like super rock guy. But actually, Alien Youth to me was the last one that I was like, yay, Skillet. Because then all of a sudden, I felt like they became everybody's favorite band because they went like, hey, what can we do to be mainstreamer?
Oh, we can put some strings on everything.
Yeah, like red. Because that was popular.
Yeah,
then.
But he's also excited for an excellent year in movies.
Okay.
Looks good. Yeah. Movies.
Big year, actually. We found a list of the movie releases people are most excited for. Just the top five. Man, Iron Man 3 is coming out this year. Man of Steel. Star Trek Into Darkness, which is... The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, which is going to be fantastic because the first one was absolutely incredible and amazing. And if anybody was bored during that movie, they're just dumb. Dumber than me.
The B is not pronounced.
Hunger Games, Catching Fire. I know you're really stoked for that. So
you don't know that. I have not said that once.
Oh, really? You're not excited for that? You're not like freaking out excited for that? What's your cat's name again? What's your cat's name again?
We didn't name her. It was weird.
What's your cat's name again?
We just didn't really name her.
Okay. That's cool. You just like, come here, cat. Miss. Yeah.
How dare you? Can I tell you when I got that cat? 2 years ago.
Oh, you're such a hipster.
When the movies weren't made.
Oh,
what
snap.
Now?
You just hipstered your cat name.
I read the books, got the cat, named the cat Katniss.
Dude, that Urban Outfitters gift card that I got you for Christmas
perfect.
Was perfect.
Thank you so
are
much.
The biggest hipster in the world right
I
now.
I went there and I didn't even buy clothes.
Dude. True story, actually. You just hipstered your cat's name. You named your cat before it was cool.
I got her in March of 2000.
Too late. There's no way to redeem this break.
March of 2000.
You are a hipster. Every time somebody like comments about you being
a
hipster.
I've come to terms with it.
Okay, good.
But you know what? You should come to terms with it because you want to know why? Because
huh.
I went to a certain salon that has math symbols.
Okay.
Square root.
You know that's information. You're not
okay,
like,
I'm
telling
just saying,
people to go.
I'm
you
just
went
saying,
to square root.
I went there.
Uh-huh.
And that was my first time going there a few uh-huh. weeks ago. I'm like, how am I getting made fun of for being hipster? This is the most hipster place ever, and you always go
except
there.
They're real. They're like salon owners, and that's like that place yeah. actually is for real.
Yeah.
It's not like...
It's what? Is urban not for real?
No, it's owned by a really old, crusty dude who's like, hey, have you ever seen the owner of
oh,
urban?
So they're
have
actually...
Have you ever seen the owner of urban?
No, and I'm not going to.
Don't. Don't.
I'm not going
Which
to.
Which is hilarious, because actually, he's super conservative. You would never think that walking in there, but
no.
like... They were in the news recently because he gave funds during the campaign to Rick Santorum.
Hmm.
And yeah, and so there's this big old deal. Yeah.
Because their ads for Christmas this year,
yeah.
where they're trying to be like hip and cool.
It's urban, yes.
Curse words. Bunch of curse words all over. Like that's how they were appealing to a younger
there?
Crowd.
Why would you go there?
It's got this
you went there before, it was cool,
card.
So it's okay.
I did. I got these leggings 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Urban.
Oh, before it was cool.
Before it was cool.
Dude, high
as
five.
As soon as it opened, actually.
Gosh, you are such a hipster. It's unbelievable.
$18. I'm never paying that much for leggings again.
What are you most excited for in 2013? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. We got to take a quick break. Coming
okay.
right back. We'll play some Children 18-3 and maybe some Ives for you.
There you go.
See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Deus Vale, song called Rewind. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Aw, really?
It's 9/11. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, no, it's not. It's January 2nd. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the time.
9:11 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 2013. So with that, we want to retire some things. I found a list of the stupidest words...
Dumbest.
Phrases, things we used in 2012.
Stupidest.
That need to go
not
away.
A word. Stupidest. Not a word.
Stupidest is a word.
Not a word.
Stupidest.
Not a word.
That is the stupidest.
Dumbest.
You know when you use
stupidest.
A word like so many times and
not
it loses its like...
Stupidest.
That's not
stupidest.
A word. That sounds weird.
Stupidest.
Okay, let's not go there anymore.
Stupidest.
Dumbest then.
Dumbest.
Mm-hmm. Worst words.
Worst words of 2012.
Worst phrases. Actually, I have a few of these like end of the year worst things,
mm-hmm.
worst products,
okay.
biggest flops,
okay.
lots of stuff. As we head into 2013, this new year.
TJ. Okay.
Need some good stuff.
This is funny.
Okay.
I can't read it though.
Why?
Well, you have to go to facebook.com/mystaticradio to see it. Kenneth posts, we're like, what are you most excited about for 2013? And Kenneth says, I am most excited about the Seventh Day Slumber concert in Edgewood, New Mexico next Friday night at Woods End Church so far. TJ puts shameless plug.
Yep, that's exactly
Dude.
It.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio for more information about that, since we can't talk about it.
Yeah, there you go. Edgewood next Friday night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, worst of 2012. Are you ready? I'm going to give you a list, and these are the words that we're not allowed to use anymore.
Oh, okay.
Adorkable.
Oh, that's so adorable. I won't say that. I've never said that.
I've never heard that word in my entire life.
Was there a definition?
Adorkable. People were calling for the retirement of this word last year, apparently. Okay. Yet that didn't stop major news outlets.
From saying it?
Adorkable.
Adorkable.
Yeah. Should I answer this? Somebody's calling me.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
No, what if it's really important? No.
I'm not going to. Apparently, clothing. Zoe Deschanel.
Ah, she would say
she's
that.
No, that's what people were using that. She's adorkable.
Yeah.
Because she's cute.
She's really
and
pretty.
She's a dork.
And she's,
right? Is that it?
Yes, exactly.
So since I read a bunch of comics, I'm adorkable.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
How about this one? Dude, that is amazeballs.
You can't say that.
Why not?
What does this even mean?
It's on the list. Well, because it's like amazing. I was like, dude, that's amazing. And then it was like, amazing. Bro, that was amazing. Zing. So then now that's the new term. That's the way they went with it.
They say, but amazeballs makes you want to commit violence against your own eardrums.
So that word's retired.
Done.
So here's one that I am apparently done with. Percents. All percentages. All percents, percentages, percentages.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, dude.
9 times out of 10.
9 times out of 10, bro.
Like 99%.
99.99% of the time.
I can't help but like giggle every time you say 9 times out of 10, because 9 times out of 10, you don't even realize you're saying it.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, it just comes out.
It's just how you preface a story that's supposed to have a big build.
Here's the deal, bro. 9 times out of 10, I don't even pay attention to what I'm saying.
It
just happens.
I know.
Yeah. Like 99.9% of the time.
Oh, I know.
Apparently, you know, Mitt Romney with his 47%, the whole like 99%, the Occupy stuff.
No more percentages. We don't need these made up statistics.
Yeah. And this one, 100, dude, gave it 110%. That's impossible.
What does that even mean?
It's statistically impossible to give more than 100%.
Okay, I don't get this. Can I tell you something that I've never understood? One, yes. I suck at math, so this is probably my biggest problem. That when it's like there's 400% vitamin B in this product, I'm like, how does that work?
Because it's 400 times the normal I don't know.
I don't know what that
means.
They
say it's statistically impossible to give more than 100% of your effort, so you got to throw that out. There's no bonus. There's no 110%. It's 100%.
Just means just say you went above and beyond. That's all you have to say.
Another word making the list this year, which I'm kind of shocked about, but not really actually, because this word made me cray. See what I did
cray
there?
Cray.
Yeah, apparently we can't play Family Force 5 this year.
Because that word is gone.
At first people said, oh, that's so cute. They're saying cray cray,
cray, cray.
Instead of crazy.
It was really fun to say at first.
And then the more familiar cray.
Z.
FF5 Rock Day song called Cray Button. Unfortunately, that made the list this year of words that need to be retired because they make people want to punch things.
Yeah, it makes me kind of want to punch things now. But what if like Jay-Z had like a friend rapper named Crazy? Crazy. What? I was just saying, that's how we could redeem this. Crazy.
Instead of Jay-Z?
Mm-hmm. Crazy and Jay-Z.
That just sounds
they
like you're trying to rip off Jay-Z.
I know, but they're like brothers practically. They grew up together. That's the thing. They grew up together.
And we've never heard of him until now because...
Well, because he was still in the projects.
Ah, yes. Right. So we're fired from saying cray.
No more cray.
None of that. Tired of it. Speaking of
over.
Tired or retired, Psy went ahead and retired Gangnam Style.
Sexy lady.
No, stop. Oh. Just stop. It's done. It's 2013. We're over with that one. Another word that I am absolutely tired of.
Hold on. Before we retire Gangnam Style.
No, it's retired.
No, hold on. Before.
Too late.
Can I talk about how those lyrics are like the sweetest lyrics ever? Like, I mean, like sappy, cute, sweetest lyrics. Because the worst part about that song is, hey, sexy lady.
Uh-huh.
He's like talking about being a gentleman. You dress classy. You act like a gentleman. You treat these women right. You dress modest.
Isn't it like Korean?
Yeah, I read the English lyrics.
How do you know this?
I read the English lyrics.
Oh, on the internets. So it must mean that those lyrics are accurate.
I have a friend who can... His name is Khan. He can...
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. He's Vietnamese.
Wow.
Khan is Vietnamese.
He is. I'm pretty sure if you went back there, there's no way he could tell you the words.
No, but he can speak Vietnamese.
You are the worst.
Maybe there's some sort of
relation. Can I retire this, please?
Yes.
Retired! All right, good. Fiscal cliff. Another word that...
I've avoided that.
Yeah.
I've avoided worrying about that.
Do you even know what that means? What it meant? Fiscal cliff?
Well, yeah, it's a...
You should care. Has to do with your taxes or something.
There's a cliff.
I don't know.
The cliff. It's very fickle.
They had to vote on something.
It's fickle.
And then at the last minute,
they meant fickle cliff, but then somebody just messed up the word and like, you know, we'll keep it.
Fiscal
cliff.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Fickle cliff.
So apparently we're good. They voted on something and the Senate and the Congress, they did something and then Obama like stamped it and they were like, yay, and they high-fived. No clue.
Wow.
All right, a word that you've used before that you are not allowed to use. It's 2013. Jelly.
You're so jelly of me.
Dude.
You're jelly of my language.
Oh, man.
My coolness.
No.
So jelly.
No.
Whatevs.
That word.
Whatevs.
Gone. Here's what it does. It makes you sound like a 15-year-old girl.
No, it doesn't.
Who shops at Forever 21.
I do shop.
Whose biggest stress.
This skirt is from Forever.
Is.
This jacket
The Hunger Games 2 matching up with the book.
That's not.
That's what you sound like when you say words like jelly.
Nuh-uh.
I'm going to see if this is on the list before I ruin it. Oh, it is on the list, so I can't say it.
This one?
There's another word.
Is it this one?
What is that?
YOLO.
No, that's on the list too, though. I didn't even know. That means YOLO?
YOLO.
Okay.
Because you only live once,
right,
YOLO.
Right, so stop wasting your time saying stupid words like YOLO.
I don't say that.
Okay.
Only if I'm joking.
Okay, literally, stop saying that word.
Literally?
No, literally, you got to stop.
Like the word literally?
Yeah, people using the
literally.
Word. Dude, literally, I was up to like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't say literally. I say it for cereal.
Dude, it was crazy. It was literally like negative 400 degrees outside. Literally.
I don't use literally.
No, it was not negative 400 degrees outside because that is called like the ice age. That's impossible. It was not negative 400 degrees outside. Literally.
I say it was practically.
You see, no.
Practically.
No.
It was like practically negative 400 degrees.
No, because everybody's using that word to mean something metaphorical. So you could say, dude, it was metaphorically negative 400 degrees outside.
That's the word. Literally, we're changing it to metaphorically. It was metaphorically.
That's a 2013. Yeah. Dude, seriously, bro. It was metaphorically like, there's metaphorically like 4,000 people at the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus concert.
4,000.
4,000.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically speaking, of course. I'm going to use that.
That's amazing.
I like that.
We're bringing that one.
Okay, we're going to use that one. Meh. You've texted me that like 1,000 times.
Meh.
And I'm like, dude, I got an idea for the show. We got a blah, 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 blah. And you're like, meh. And I'm like, what is it? Why would you do that?
I used to say that before it was cool.
Yeah.
I really did.
Of course
I said that. I started that back in my internet days when it was still dial-up.
Totes.
Totes, my bad.
Okay, that's
totes,
the last one. Totes, my bad. You're done. Because apparently totes is off the list. Every abbreviation of every word, off the list.
Dude.
Totes, off the list.
Oh,
off the list.
I like that one.
All abbreviations. Jelly.
Totes, my bad.
Jelly, off the list.
Your totes, jelly, totes, man. Totes, jelly, bro.
What else is an abbreviated word that people use? All
cray.
Fired. Cray. All fired. You have to use the correct word, whatever you do. Because there are literally like 50 gajillion words. I'm just kidding.
Okay, this isn't a word. It has to do with food. But I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do all of your friends all of a sudden have this crazy obsession with sriracha sauce?
Yes.
What the heck
Actually,
is going
no, here's
on?
The deal. Me and Joey have had that stuff for
that
years.
That needs
like
to
before
stop.
It was cool.
Oh, no, you are not. No, you are not. Are you really doing this? This obsession with sriracha sauce needs to go away. Everybody's like, oh, do you want some of that? I'm like, no. I've never put that on my rice.
My fridge.
We do too. A huge bottle.
I use that on my eggs.
Kelly uses it on everything. My husband uses it on everything. I'm like, really? Is this?
It's delicious.
Is this for real?
No, it's not. It's
not.
Just makes everything like literally like 4,000 degrees. I'm just kidding.
Metaphorically speaking, of course.
I like this. Paul in Houston says it this way. He says, instead of saying metaphorically, how about this? Dude, in the theater of my mind, it was like 400,000 degrees. In the theater of my mind. Can we make that a big thing in 2013?
Which one? Oh, you know what we got to do?
Huh.
Metaphorically, Mets.
Ugh.
Mets 4.
You just ruined it.
Mets 4, theater of my mind. Just saying.
No! Fired. All right. Done.
Swag, Coney, and YOLO. Other words.
Other words.
That need to be buried.
Buried.
Coney,
get rid of
I
them.
I forgot about that
what
guy.
What words need to go away in 2013? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Brand new show, Brad. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You okay?
Uh-huh. Sorry. I wasn't being rude.
It is the beginning of 2013.
It is.
We're talking about words that need to go away from 2012. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I say we have a good list so far. YOLO.
I'm pretty sure that should be like number one.
Yeah,
oh,
for
no.
Sure.
Meh. Drives me crazy.
Meh. Swag. Dude, that's cray cray.
Literally cray.
Literally cray cray.
In the theater of my mind, cray.
Cray. Metaphorically, at least.
Yes, metaphorically.
Thebe says men's skinny jeans, call them what they are, girl jeans.
Truth. Yes.
But do they fit? Maybe they would. I've never actually tried men's skinny jeans versus girl jeans.
I've never tried on skinny jeans ever.
You haven't?
So I can say that with pride. No, I'm a man. I'm sorry. I just have a hard time with skinny jeans.
You're going to try on skinny jeans someday.
No, why would I try on skinny
for
jeans?
For fun.
Nope. Not even like for a funny photo, because that's like...
That's blackmail for
sure. I lose like 80% of my manness if I'm wearing, you know, 80% percentages, because that's something that needs to go away.
Practically.
Practically speaking.
That's my word. Chantal says random. The word random.
Okay.
So random.
How does that word go away?
I don't know.
Why would you pick that word? That is so random. See what I did there?
See what you did there.
Okay, good.
No, I don't get it. What happened? No.
Okay.
Sean says Fiscal Cliff, Gangnam Style, and remakes.
I'd have somebody sit me down and talk to me about that, because I'm like, what is the cliff we're about to go over? Why is it fiscal? I don't understand.
So someone talked to you about it?
Yes.
Do you understand it?
Yes.
Can you talk to me about it? Because I don't get it.
Yes.
Not
okay.
Now.
Okay. W. Pa-pow. Right?
W?
The Prez instated all of these tax breaks, right? That's okay. Why things were awesome for us, apparently, for your taxes for a while. You're so young, it doesn't matter. So apparently we got all these tax breaks, right? Mm-hmm. Tax breaks. Oh, good things. All right. Social Security, all this stuff. People getting help. And so then those were set to expire at midnight on New Year's Eve, right?
Oh, so they
New
totally,
Year
they totes
set
did.
To expire. Totes did, right?
That's so cray cray.
The Republicans and the Democrats were like, well, I think we should keep the tax breaks. And what we should do is we should pull some people off like Social Security and like unemployment, stuff like that. That's where we should make cuts. And then the Democrats were like, no, we should give those people and we should just tax more people that make more money. And they're like, no, we should. And they were fighting back and forth because one side wanted like tax breaks for everybody, but wanted to cut spending on like Social Security and unemployment. And then the flip side was, no, we need to keep those things in place and we'll just increase taxes on blah, 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 blah. And allegedly they finally, you know, it was like, oh, it's not going to get done. We're going over this cliff and your taxes are going to go up like thousands and it's going to be insane. And your paycheck's going to be like $100 less every time you get a paycheck and it's going to be crazy. And then, like, in the 11th hour, you know, of course, Biden comes in and is like, I've got an idea. And they're like, oh. So apparently they, like, shook hands. And they're like, I don't want to do this, but I'm doing this for America. And then they did it.
So that's literally the biggest
that's
problem?
That's literally the biggest problem. America. Just needing to come together. Oh, man. There you go. Fiscal cliff. Apparently we didn't go over it.
No cliff.
We turned fiscal mountains.
It was like,
into molehill. Wait, we turn molehills into mountains? We turn mountains into mole. We turn. What is the term?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
I gave up as soon as
moving
you said it at the same
on.
Time. Remakes. Like remakes of movies.
Whatever. Spider-Man
whatever,
was awesome.
Whatever.
That's
worst
actually
word of all
worst
time.
Word of 2012. They,
of all
they
time.
Said, yeah. Oh, yeah, of all time. That's right.
Yeah. And Amazing Spider-Man was amazing.
It was amazing. Yes, it was. It was amazing. Huh? Also on the list.
Oh my gosh. Angela says YOLO needs to go far, far away and never come back. You know what I hate? Okay, this needs to disappear forever and ever. Amen.
Randy Travis?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe just him in the news needs
yeah.
to go away.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He needs to stop that.
All right, I like that.
Whenever people are like, dear Twitter, I hate this, blah, blah, blah. Sincerely me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How about Instagrams that are just texts?
Like, wait, you wrote that and screenshotted it and put it as your Instagram? Dude, you suck.
Yeah.
I'm unfollowing you right now. Unfollowed.
Yep.
How's
totally.
That?
That can go away this year. What else? What do we got? Facebook.com/MySatic.
All hashtag punchlines because they are usually not funny.
I like how
hashtag
they hashtag
not funny. Okay,
amazing.
I hashtag everything out loud
you
now.
You do!
Hashtag first world problems. Come on. Seth says, man, and like being used at the beginning of every sentence. But you know that when they say like, or man, they're really not, they're either listening and they don't have anything to say or they're just not listening.
Right. That's my word that I say when I'm not listening.
Man.
No, right.
Right?
Right.
Dang it.
You could be talking about anything and be like, right.
That's what you use?
Right? Oh, totally paying attention.
Totally.
That's when I'm busted and know, like, if you ever hear that, that means I'm not paying attention. So, just so you know.
Right?
Right? And then usually comes that long sigh because I wasn't listening. But I'm man enough to say, hey, I didn't hear anything you said. Could you start over, please?
You do.
I was actually kind of proud of myself because my wife was watching, like, the top 40 of 2012 mm-hmm. and that Drake song came on. I had never heard it until this weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently,
I don't
that's
know what
where
you're
YOLO
about.
Came from. Like, some stupid Drake song that's like, you only live once. Yeah. Right?
Boy.
I have no idea. I was listening to it like, this is music? Okay.
Dude.
All right.
Makes me want to die. That's I've never heard that song.
Yeah, don't ever watch like Fuse or VH1 when they're doing the top whatever countdown.
Okay.
Thankfully, I had not heard of about 90% of those songs.
Things that can come back now.
9 times out of 10, I hadn't even heard that song.
You did not.
Percentages need to go away. What else needs to go away? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700.
Totes. Tony says totes. Yeah. Aaron says totes. Justin Bieber.
Oh,
he'll never go away.
Sorry. Yeah. Never say never.
He may.
Hashtag never say never. See what I did there? See what I did there?
I didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate that at all.
Totes. Hashtags. Hilarious. Thanks, Tony Gambino. He should never go away because I love that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Never really met him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wait, what? See, Paul Gallegos is saying something, and I don't know if he's being serious or if he's lying.
What?
He says he didn't know Drake was Flavor Flav's son. Is he being hilarious?
Wait, he is? Is that?
No, I'm just even more confused.
Okay, we got to look up and see it. Adorbs. That was so adorbs.
Oh, man. Any shortened word, gone.
Really?
You know what else needs to go away? Us. It's 9:46.
It's 2013. We got to leave.
It's 2013. We got to go, bro. So tomorrow, whole new show. That would be
awful.
I'm
looking this up just so you know.
Okay.
Drake, son of. Oh, my God.
Well, actually, don't type that in.
Son of.
Oh, no, not real. It was the way I rapped Drake's YOLO song.
Oh.
Yeah. Flavor Flav.
Okay. Flavor Flav.
1999.
Dude.
Got this, yo.
I remember Flavor Flav. Hey, I remember Flavor Flav.
Good job.
Trying to prove that I know things.
Thanks, good.
We're done.
We are done. On the way back, we got some Jonesetta, some Lost Ocean, and thankfully not us. So we'll see you guys mañana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.